I'm driving through the rain to meet a woman who's doing something I've heard about for years but have never actually seen. And she's doing it in her basement. She's taking her family's food scraps and feeding them to worms downstairs. Brenda Lotito's home is white and brown and sits on a little hill in a suburban neighborhood. Brenda's expecting me and greets me at the door. Behind her, there's a little commotion. That's her son John and the family dog Charlie. I have a seat at the kitchen table. I find out it was John who first took an interest in worms. He likes the red, slimy nightcrawlers.
And what sparked my interest in the worms is how they feel when you touch them and how you can't hold them very well because they keep slipping out of your hands.
With a little research at their local library, Brenda and John found worms work as a natural garbage disposal. So for the past 5 years, instead of putting out the garbage, they've been feeding the worms. They turn food scraps into compost. We all head down to the basement, including Charlie the dog. That's where Brenda keeps the family's worm box. The Lotitos have a typical basement. Washer, dryer, sports equipment, and a box of worms. It's wood. It's about 2 feet wide by 4 feet long. Brenda tells me they can be different sizes depending on what you need. This one is more than large enough for Brenda, John, her husband, and Charlie, the dogs.
So that's it right there.
Right here, I actually have two.
One's over there.
Brenda says she can put just about all her food waste into the box.
I don't put meat or anything like that in there, but we put all our vegetables. You know, I don't have to cut anything up. I just simply throw the corn cobs in there, throw the husks in there, and they eat it.
I open the lid and peer in. The first thing I notice is what I don't notice. There's no offensive odor. The only smell I do detect is that of fresh earth. I move the contents of the box around. There's some shredded newspapers, some corn cobs in the process of becoming worm food, coffee grounds, and other food waste. After a little poking around, I find the worms. Dozens of red, well-fed-looking worms. They're fat. Brenda tells me she's been making worm boxes for years now, and she thinks others can benefit from her experience. She's selling worm composting kits for a small price. She says worm boxing is easy to get started, takes little investment, and the maintenance is low.
Once you buy a batch of red worms, they'll just keep on multiplying every 7 to 10 days. And, you know, you've got yourself a great composting bin.
Brenda says worm box composting has a lot of benefits. In her town, the trash pickup service charges by volume, so she saves money on her garbage bill by putting most food waste into the box instead of the trash can. And she saves money on fertilizer. Brenda is a gardener. She says the compost left by the worms is a great all-natural fertilizer. And in addition, the worm, leavings work as a natural bug repellent as well.
What it does is it makes the plant create an enzyme that is bitter to aphids and other creatures.
And Brenda thinks fewer chemicals and fossil fuel-based fertilizers makes the food in her garden that much better.
But, you know, I can pick the tomato right off the plant, you know, wipe it off, wash it off, and feel comfortable that I'm putting it in my mouth and it came. Everything has come from the earth. It's just a circle. It's awesome.
Brenda says to her the biggest benefit of worm box composting comes from letting people know there's another way to dispose of food waste. It's all natural. It means less garbage to pick up, less garbage to fill up the landfills, and at the same time it saves money, provides a superior fertilizer that's all organic, and puts nutrients back into the earth, where they came from. For the Environment Report, I'm Richard Annell.